This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Here we are. John Waters, do you think that TV and film are responsible for pushing the envelope when it comes to social issues like gay marriage and now transgender rights?
I don't know. The movies today are like, I don't know, you go to the movie theater now and you have those horrible, insulting pre-shows where they say, if a director says action, does that mean the film starts or stops? And you have to sit there for an hour and be insulted by the time the real movie, and then the trailers come on that reveal the entire plot, so you don't have to see the movie. By the time the movie comes on, you want to run out of the theater.
Right.
So I don't know if they have that power anymore.
I think TV does more than movies.
I think, unfortunately, it does. The independent world I know is over. You know, I think it's easier to get your product on TV and more people see it and you make more money, certainly, than it is to have a little independent film, even though I still do go to the movies.
And we have a lot more diversity now, right, with the awards ceremonies this year?
Yeah, the Oscars is supposed to be a lot more diverse, the most diverse that we've ever seen in a while. And so there's been some great movies, Hidden Figures, Fences, I can't even think of all of them.
Did you see Elle? Isabelle Huppert is so
great.
No,
I did not see that.
Is some of that just liberals feeling guilty from last year and going,
I actually was thinking
we
got to
vote for the black people this year.
But
these
movies are actually good, though.
Oh, yes,
absolutely. They're great movies.
award shows are never about justice.
No. Hey, we've seen that for
this
the last
year. Can you imagine what they're going to be like on the Oscars? Like, there are going to be so many speeches.
The actors, for God's sake.
Right, I couldn't agree more. And also, like, La La Land, really?
Terrible.
I did not watch it.
Well,
it's not terrible. It was unwatchable. Who watched La La Land to the end?
I watched it. It's not terrible.
The moment they were flying through the air, I was out of there. Bang.
But it's so... You have no sense of magic.
Just so narcissistic. You know, another movie about movies. About us. You know?
It was Hollywood making love to itself, wasn't it? Like, really? It was.
Yeah. But didn't Birdman win a couple of years ago?
Yeah, same
wasn't
thing.
That, you know, like,
didn't watch that either.
He directed it, right? I
didn't like Birdman. Is it the same director?
Oh, I like Birdman, but I'm in the industry.
No, I hear you.
I understand why 99% of the country is...
It's like, why do we get the same thing over and over again?
Okay. Twitter announced new guidelines this week to combat bullying on their site. Is there any way they might have to censor the president?
Well, isn't that his wife's pet project?
Proposals,
no bullying?
Cyberbullying, right.
Not even living there. Can you imagine if Michelle Obama didn't live in the White House?
Yeah.
How batshit they would have went.
I thought the
taxpayers'
same thing.
Money.
I thought the same thing. I always thought, like, I've been thinking if President Obama said, just one-tenth of what Donald Trump is saying, the Republicans would be apoplectic. They would be screaming from the mountains.
Or if he had children with three different wives.
Exactly. Or pushing Michelle Obama's, clothing line.
Tweeting during a national black guy that said, grab you by the pussy.
First lady, imagine if Jackie had a sunglass line. Or like Betty Ford had near beer.
Yeah.
No.
You know. Yes. I mean, that was another gross story this week. I know you can't talk about it because it's your paper, the Daily Mail,
so we won't. Yeah.
But Melania is suing because the Daily Mail, and they didn't even call her this. They were just quoting somebody else. And I think they said it wasn't true, saying somebody said she
I think the one guy did say it was true. I don't blame her for suing for that in a way.
Okay, but...
The blogger who first
said said was that it's causing me a great opportunity.
I know.
To cash in, basically.
I know, basically, to rake it in.
I mean, the Trump family is just so naked about we're using this to make money.
Yeah, they're profiting off of the presidency.
Okay. Well, statements from athletes like Steph Curry, who this week took issue with the CEO of Under Armour's support for Trump, affect how the sporting world engages with politics. I don't know this story.
Baltimore.
Why don't they just play sport, and why don't the actors just act, and why don't they all just keep out of politics?
Okay, that's a silly argument. That's a silly argument, right?
Because
why don't you just do things with a newspaper and don't talk about politics? Why is me as a comedian...
Sorry, you want a newspaper to stop talking about politics?
But why should a plumber not be able to talk about politics?
No, they should all be able to talk about politics.
Who wants to watch the Oscars
and watch a procession of lovey actors wandering up and ranting about Donald Trump?
But you don't have to watch it.
Thank your mum and dad, thank your agent, say you love the movie industry and sit the fuck down. Seriously.
Am I wrong?
No,
I don't think you're wrong about that. I don't think it helps either. I think it makes Trump voters hate.
Well, they hate him anyway. Do you think any Trump voter saw a Meryl Streep movie?
No, ever.
Well, maybe some.
Which one?
I think they saw The River Wild and rooted for Kevin Bacon.
Being so uptight about shopping at Nordstrom, you know, it's not like that a lot of Trump supporters shop there. It's like them worrying if I go to Jiffy Lube. It doesn't happen a lot. Yeah.
John,
you go to Jiffy Lube.
No, I don't. I don't even know how to pull in.
And you're one of the few guys that doesn't have to pull out either. So that's pretty good.
I knew that was coming. Yeah.
John,
I safely pull into Jiffy Lube.
Mrs. Robinson, this is getting John, do you think Americans are less easily shocked by crude movies and television than they used to be?
I think now Hollywood makes $100 million gross-out movies that aren't funny. I think now it's over. You know, if you're trying too hard, it doesn't work.
Right.
And they do.
Right, they do. And too much, you know...
That's why I went reverse. I reshot Pink Flamingos for children for an art show I did called Kitty Flamingos, and I took all the dirty parts out so the parents watch and think, oh no, that kid's not going to talk about fucking a chicken, are they? And then, but they don't. They don't. So the kids are innocent, but the parents are more perverse watching it. So it worked, actually, in reverse.
It's better to learn about it in film and not the schoolyard, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't mind fucking a chicken, but...
The actor ate it later, so it was politically correct. It wasn't a snuff movie.
Please. That's how Taco Bell's got those new shells.
Yeah. Corrine, do you think that grassroots anti-Trump movements are unified enough to defeat him?
Yes. I think that this week, or the last couple of weeks, we've seen some great gains. We won the court ruling yesterday. Let's not forget, very early on, before even Trump got into the administration, there was the ethics office that the Republicans were trying to gut. And what happened? People started calling their congressional members, and it stopped. So I think there are a list of things that you see. Vice President Pence voting for the first time to actually break a tie to get the education secretary in. Unheard of. And I think there are things that are happening that are faster paced.
Having to break the tie.
Yeah. Having to break the tie, right? Yeah. There are things that are happening in faster pace than even the Tea Party.
And also, to me, the most encouraging thing is Republicans. The judge who struck down the Muslim ban was a Bush appointee.
Yep.
And the judge, 3-0 on the appellate court.
No, that's right.
Even the Republicans
are saying across the country.
Sanity.
Across the country, it's been Bush and also Democratic judges.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.